Thanks, Brad. Good morning. In March, the Board of Supervisors, with a 4-1 vote, approved an emergency ordinance that restricts the hours protesters can gather outside of the county courthouse. Citing health and safety concerns, the board approved the emergency ordinance until a permanent one governing protest activities can be finalized. That's something that could happen this summer. Supervisor Jimmy Smith, who sponsored the ordinance, provided an update on conditions now that the temporary fence has been taken down.
We still have some problems, but most of the Occupy people have put up the long tables, and they had the chairs, and most all of that is gone, been removed. Yeah, but the Occupy folks actually haven't been there that I've seen in the last few days.
As it stands, the ordinance prevents temporary structures and protesters from remaining overnight, and has been enforced as well as observed by those who were a constant presence on the courthouse grounds. Yesterday at 2 p.m., sheriff's deputies responded to a residence in the 2400 block of Hubbard Lane in Eureka, assisting with a welfare check. When deputies arrived, a male was seen fleeing out the back of the residence toward Moore Avenue. Deputies pursued. Several citizens in the area helped by pointing out the direction he was fleeing. After just a few minutes, the deputies were able to catch and detain him. The man was identified as 28-year-old Casey Grundon of Eureka. Deputies learned that Grundon had a felony warrant for his arrest for a weapons violation. An additional female was located during the search. She's identified as 40-year-old Marissa Lopez Magnuson. Deputies learned she had a felony warrant for her arrest for narcotics violation. Holiday weekends mean maximum patrol periods. Here's reporter Dan Squire with more.
The California Highway Patrol is preparing for the Memorial Day weekend, and that means a maximum enforcement period with officers on patrol looking for motorists who are in danger. Last year, over the Memorial Day weekend, 24 people died in traffic collisions in the state, and more than 1,300 people were arrested for suspicion of driving under the influence.
Thanks, Dan. Time is running out for Humboldt County residents to settle their overdue traffic fines and qualifying misdemeanor fines at a reduced rate of 50% of the balance due. The 2012 statewide court fine amnesty program ends June 30, 2012. The program not only allows individuals to resolve their qualified unpaid tickets and fines at 50% of the balance due, it may also clear their record with DMV on certain cases by releasing DMV holding results from a failure to appear or failure to pay on certain vehicle code violations. More KINS News. It's after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
Between now and the June 5th election, we will regularly feature interviews with the candidates running for local office. Today, we feature two of the eight candidates for the newly formed Fortuna Elementary School District Board. We ask the candidates what is the biggest challenge facing the district. Up first is Rich Barsante.
The biggest challenge I can see within our new district is to ensure a good cooperative working environment between all the teachers, staff, parents, students, and the administration. We need to ensure equality in each district and eliminate inequities. Our students are our most important resource and need to be our top priority. The individual we have selected for the leadership position is Mrs. Patty Hafner, and she brings in a sense of stability, a fresh outlook, and is an energetic individual willing to spend the time necessary to ensure the consolidation is a smooth transition to one of the largest school districts in Humboldt County.
Robert Long answered the same question, and here's an excerpt from his answer.
One of the problems that I see is overall is the reduced funding. I've heard a lot of scary stories. The one most recently is that the district is only receiving 78 cents out of every $1 it should be receiving, and 28 cents of that 78 cents is being delayed for almost a year. Now, anytime you try to budget on a worst-case scenario with 50% of your funding, that's going to have dramatic impacts throughout the district.
We will feature each of the other candidates in the coming days, and you can hear the full interviews of all by going to our website, KINS1063.com. With the KINS and Sub the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.